This is KCUR 89.3. Over the last few years, lawmakers in states like Texas, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Kansas have threatened to close government-funded family planning clinics like Planned Parenthood because they provide abortion services. But new research out of the University of Kansas shows that when these clinics close, it isn't just abortion services that go down. It turns out that as driving distance goes up, basic preventative care also declines. Heartland Health Monitor reporter Esther Honig made the three-hour trip to Hayes, Kansas to see how women there are accessing health care and filed this report.
We're looking for the money to try to help with the exams and help with the, you know, going to the doctor's visits.
In Hayes, Kansas, Tiffany Kirshner, the director of a small domestic violence shelter, sits in a meeting room that also doubles as a kitchen and donation center. A client of hers wants to see an OBGYN.
But there's just not a lot of funding out there for it, so we're just looking for any particular grant that we could write to.
Right. People don't understand.
Leila, who's asked that we only use her first name to protect her privacy, is 35 and recovering from an abusive marriage. She says she struggled for many years to maintain her health.
I've had female issues all my life. I'm supposed to have a pap smear every 6 months, and I haven't had one in 5 years because I can't afford it.
Like many of the women at this shelter, Leila is a single working mom with no health insurance who struggles to support herself and her two kids. She recently moved back to Hayes, where the local Planned Parenthood closed in 2014. Since then, there have been no other providers in the area that offer preventive screenings at a cost she can afford.
For me to not have access to that is scary because the type of uterine cancer that I am at risk for is very aggressive, and once it's started, there is no treatment, so catching it early is my only chance.
Leila says the nearest provider that offers the free and sliding scale preventive screenings she needs is the Planned Parenthood Clinic in Wichita. That's about 180 miles away, and it would mean time off from work.
I can't fit in an appointment 2.5-3 hours away. That's 6 hours of driving plus your appointment time. There's just no, it's not possible for me. Plus, I have no vehicle.
What we found was that increases in driving distance were linked to relative decreases in the rates of preventive care.
David Slusky is a health economist at the University of Kansas. He wanted to answer this question. When a clinic like Planned Parenthood closes, are there broader consequences for women's health? He says his research was motivated by an assertion frequently made by Planned Parenthood that for many women, it's the only health provider they see in the course of a year.
I, as a health economist, looked at that statement and said, that's a pretty bold statement given the enormous size and variety of our healthcare system.
Slusky and his co-researcher, Yao Liu, started by looking at a map of clinics from a national network of women's health centers in Wisconsin and Texas over the last few years. They compared that to the Center for Disease Control's biannual survey of preventive care screenings nationwide.
That survey asked questions like, have you ever had a mammogram? If so, how long has it been? 1 year, 2 years? Have you ever had a pap smear? Have you ever had a professional breast exam?
Using state-provided data, Slusky connected the rates in preventive screenings with the zip codes where the surveyed women lived.
Once I have that, then I can calculate for each zip code the driving distance to the nearest clinic.
What Slusky found was that the rate of preventive screenings decreased by as much as 10% when the driving distance to the nearest Title X clinic increased by 100 miles or more. Even though his research wasn't carried out in Kansas, he thinks it's just as relevant there.
And I think what Kansas and Missouri have in common with Texas and with Wisconsin is the more rural a state is and the more kind of open space and spread out towns a state has, the more applicable these results are.
In other words, when a Title X family planning clinic closes in a place like Western Kansas, women will have to drive farther to access the next closest clinic. And because many of them can't or won't do so, the incidence of screenings goes down. Back in Hayes, Tiffany Kirshner thinks she may have found a temporary solution to getting her shelter clients the services they need.
You know, we are in talks of possibly once a month, getting all of our clients that are interested in going, making an appointment, and getting them to Wichita to be able to have those lower cost services.
For Leila, that might be an option. In the meantime, she says she'll wait until she can afford to see a doctor in Hayes. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Esther Honig.